Here with me, I have Landon Morris with MachinerLink. And first of all, Landon, tell me what you do for the company.
I run the marketing group in Kansas City for MachinerLink.
Great. Well, we're out here at a Poet Project Liberty Field Day, and you've got some guys here, and it looks like a bunch of equipment. Tell me about the relationship you have with Poet in terms of working with them on this project.
Well, we're in the business of leasing late model combines, both John Deere and Case IH, and we got to know a little bit about Project Liberty almost a year ago, and we lease machines directly to the Poet organization, and they've used those machines in their real-time research this summer in testing and in prototyping their cob wagons for collection of the biomass for their cellulosic facility here in Emmitsburg.
So, from your perspective at MachinerLink, how do you feel about what they're trying to accomplish and what that can mean, assuming that this goes forward and works out well?
Well, I think as a company, Poet has exhibited a pretty progressive nature in their growth, and they've been a real leader in the ethanol industry, and I would expect on the cellulosic front for them to continue that leadership. We're pleased to work with them. We think that variabilizing the cost of these assets is just as important whether you're a single producer or whether you're a large ethanol company. Strangely enough, now you've got ethanol facilities, ethanol companies thinking about farm equipment, which is kind of a change. The channels are blurring in agriculture, and we're proud to be associated with the project. I think over time it's going to benefit not only the producers but Poet as well.
Well, and we hear so much about the economic crisis and lack of credit, for example. Is that something that a company like MachinerLink is able to help right now? And how would you describe that when it comes to the farm side of things?
Well, that's a great question. What we do from a marketing perspective at MachinerLink is largely education. Agriculture, unfortunately, is one of the few industries where owning the most expensive and least utilized piece of equipment is a common practice. And I think today's credit market, the drop in corn prices, is a real wake-up call. If you can change your balance sheet to a healthier perspective, we think we offer a part solution for that.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Landon, for talking to me here at the Poet Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.